What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
And we ought to have a prayer called the God damn it prayer. God damn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
Because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Everybody, it's Crab Diving Live, racing at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 p.m. if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it isn't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24-7, or maybe you have gone and done downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes or Stitcher or Spotify, or your favorite application, Now I Sound Like Trump, or crabdiving.com. However, whenever, wherever you are receiving us, we appreciate the crap out of it.
And I've never felt more alive than getting ready like a big old juggernaut. They just loaded up with fuel and pulled the pin on to get ready to come after all you people.
Alex, a plethora of new Alex Jones drops, y'all.
Don't give me any more pleasantries. I want war.
There you go. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours. Join us on social media and everything at Crab Diving, and strap in and whatever you feel needs girding.
Gird this, baby.
Strap whatever you need strapping.
Right.
In fact,
go to Home Depot, buy all your supplies.
Make sure there's safe words.
Right.
Thanks for joining us. My name is Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And I just saw something just real quick. Jim Jordan. Jim Jordan with a G, right? That's how he spells his name?
Not
G-Y-M?
No, that's how we mockily spell his name.
We mockily spell your name like that, Jim. Because... And when you mockily spelled Tom Steyer's name...
Oh, I just saw that
with a dollar sign
moments
rather than the
before.
S.
Yeah,
I know what you mean.
I saw that moments
you.
Before. Meanwhile, they're squealing about Rashid. No, not Rashida Tlaib. Ilhan Omar for her tweets about how follow the money.
Yes.
As far as the what's the name of that the AIPAC or whatever the Jewish Council, the Jewish PAC is, whatever the Israel PAC, but that she got in troubles for saying follow the money, and then everybody's like, oh my God, Jews and money, you said that's anti-Semitic,
right?
Okay, that's an old trope, but. These are the same people who are now ignoring Jim Jordan, who tweeted out Tom Steyer, and he turned the Tom Steyer's the S in his name into a dollar sign.
Right, right. And you know, by the way,
the exact same thing.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Follow the money.
Right. Jim Jordan's spokesperson is saying that he was just referring to how much money Tom Steyer has, that he's a really, really rich guy. It doesn't have anything to do with him being Jewish or whatever, and it's not anti-Semitic.
And Ilhan Omar was talking about how, look at how much money these pro-Zionist organizations pump into our elections. So there you go. That doesn't make them.
I don't know.
It doesn't make somebody anti-Semitic to be anti-fucking Netanyahu and the asshole conservatives over there.
I mean, yes.
And the continued, really not great treatment of the Palestinians. And yes, there's been terrorism. It's awful. It's horrible.
Right.
But I don't think turning the West Bank into a literal gulag
genocide
is probably going to help solve the problem.
Right. Their wall is really effective, like Trump said.
I mean, the world really did come in.
People down,
the world came in and said, this is no longer your home, bye-bye. Well, I mean, let's put this in perspective.
Right.
Also, that, you know, we're a few generations past it, but nonetheless, the people who had been living there for hundreds and hundreds of years, their families, suddenly it was like, hey, you're now in Israel. We're giving the Jews a home following World War II.
Man. Yeah.
So I'm not saying they shouldn't have, but I'm just saying maybe it could have been done in a better way.
Yeah. That's one of those things, if you want to say our side, the progressives really can't talk about.
Right.
You can't have that opinion. You know what I mean? You just can't.
Some.
It's
but yeah that's a, it's a
people lose their mind.
It is a third
that.
Rail. One of many. Thanks for joining us, everybody. It's been a hell of a weekend. Trump managed to, just when you think he gives a speech that couldn't be crazier and more batshit, he goes to CPAC. Where the white people were en masse. They had some of their brownish friends that got up and spoke. There was one woman who said, a black woman who got up, a conservative, and she said something to the effect of, I've never been a slave.
Wow. What kind of argument is that?
That there's no racism.
Because she's never been a slave.
Well, I was never a slave. People talk about having been slaves. I was never a slave.
The problem, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the thing. You can't really deal with racism with someone who holds the point of view that there is no racism.
Right.
Because you run into that all the fucking time down here in Florida and Alabama. White people want to deny that racism exists, and they will say that by bringing it up, you're creating it.
Oh, yeah.
You're creating it, even though they're the ones with the Confederate flag on their goddamn pickup truck.
So Trump was at the CPAC over the weekend.
Yes.
I'm not even going to... Well, I guess we should do the fucking headlines first and see what's going on. Before we launch into the...
I mean, was his voice sore after that speech? It was so fucking long, man.
Well, no. Russian semen helps the vocal cords a lot. Yeah.
Is that it has preservative properties?
Yeah, yeah.
Because God wants purity. God wants things hot and cold, not lukewarm. God wants me to wage war.
Gonna hear a lot of those today. I cut almost 20... little drops out of the latest Alex Jones. And this was just Alex Jones. This wasn't even when he went back onto Rogan. This was on his pre Kumbaya with Rogan.
Yes.
Because they're now fast buds again. But when I listened to this over the weekend, a few times he said, I'm never coming on your show again, Joe. I'm never coming on your show again. Never. I will never do your show again, Joe. And a week later, he's on Joe Rogan's show hugging him.
Well, you know, what is he? P.T. Barnum for shitty people?
I guess. Well, I don't know. Trump's kind of P.T. Barnum
for
shitty people.
He is, but it's theatrical, right? I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. And then you do it.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I'm leaving. I'm not leaving. It's the tease.
His blood will fill buckets politically, not violently.
What the fuck?
Politically, not violently.
I'm filling this bucket. With figurative blood, how the fuck does that work?
The enemy's got to be engaged.
No,
bone's got to meet bone. Sword's got to meet shield.
Ooh,
the axe has got to come down on that skull.
Perfect.
And in the end, we'll see heaven.
God. Jesus Christ.
Alex Jones. This was all directed at Joe Rogan, remember?
Bone's got to meet bone.
He gets
is he in Game of Thrones or
something?
He gets
pretty animated when he's got a specific enemy.
Oh, yes. And especially this one. these clips. I've seen the video from these.
He's
crazy.
Yeah. Well, he's in desperate times because he lost all of his platforms. So right. All he's got left now is alexjones.com and probably Gab.
Right. I mean, right-wing nut jobs don't get a lot of audience if they're just, like, reasonable. Because their audience is full of people that are unreasonable.
Right.
You know.
Right.
I want to be cleansed of you. Comprende? I'm in the fight with the dragon, boy.
What the fuck?
Give me your attacks. Everything.
It really sounds like an audiobook at crabdiving.com/audible and download some audiobooks. You can download some great fantasy and science fiction. You can hear stuff like that.
Or you can download like the Bible, right?
He should read fantasy audiobooks.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Read the Bible.
There is a fantasy book.
Yeah, really. Oh, but what a horrible audiobook that would make.
Because God wants purity. God wants things hot and cold, not lukewarm. God wants me to wage war.
Ooh, boy. Okay.
Oh, I don't know. Someone tell him there's no God. That might help him.
Oh, yeah. I thought he didn't get really gaudy until the whole Trump thing.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
But I could be wrong. I don't know.
He didn't.
I wasn't a longtime listener to Alex.
See, Alex Jones will say, I think he's kind of a whore in the fact that.
Come on.
Yeah, he'll say anything sensational that comes out of his mouth because he produces a lot of content. I mean, really.
Now you understand that I'll get my hands politically around your neck and all your tough guy crap's going to end real quick.
Good God.
I'm going to get my hands around your neck politically.
He sounds like Clint Eastwood or something.
He's got
Gran Torino.
Like you said, he's doing 3 or 4 hours a day, man.
By himself. And listen, I've heard the other talent on that godforsaken InfoWars
Network.
Owen
Schroyer.
They all suck. They're horrendous.
Let's see what the headlines are.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
So goddamn deep.
Pensacola, Florida, Dateline, March 4th, 2019.
The year of our fucking war.
Ooh, my name is... these are your headlines.
That is...
Yeah.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer.
We already did those, though.
Did we really?
Yeah. But, I was thinking about that in the middle, because that guy is very litigious.
Who's that?
Let's get ready to rumble guy.
Let's get ready to rumble.
No.
Well, you can't do that on our
show. Yeah. Oh, God. He just sues the fuck. I stopped it. That's why I stopped it.
Oh, okay.
He sues the fuck out of people, I understand.
Jesus Christ.
Like, anybody that does Let's Get Ready to Rumble.
What's his name?
I don't. Who knows?
Hey, the guy that developed that, I appreciate that you have to protect that because.
Oh, you know what? I got another story. This will be a little insider.
I can't imagine how talented you are. You got to protect that one thing that you fucking do. How many words? I don't even want to say it out loud. I don't want to get sued by this loon. What is that? Five words?
Well, I think you can say, let's get ready to rumble, but as long as you don't...
Say it in his vocal
I guess
likeness?
So. I think that's...
Jesus Christ, dude.
Ridiculous. Yeah.
What
sometimes
a fucking
the copyright
asshole.
Laws. There was a recent...
having said that, if it were my phrase, I would sue the shit out of people because I don't, you know...
There was a recent lawsuit against, I think it's Fortnite, the video game, for stealing a dance.
Oh, really?
From somebody.
They made it up.
Like the Carlton, I think it was, from Fresh Prince.
There's a move named after...
The way that Carlton used to dance on the Fresh Prince. Something like that.
Don't do the Carlton.
It did not succeed.
Now, we don't do the Carlton. We could be doing the Carlton right now.
But
we'll
I don't believe you. It didn't succeed. The lawsuit failed.
Oh, so we can do it.
I apparently. Carlton.
Everyone.
Away.
Please, in the studios, do the Cartman as much as you want. Don't say that thing the wrestling guy says at the beginning of the matches or he'll sue your ass.
Over to the HuffPo.
Yay.
It says the machine that shielded a superstar.
Paper. Oh, this is Michael Jackson thing. Maybe.
Yeah, yeah. I said earlier offline, I'll never be able to listen to Bad.
Oh, yeah.
Because that starts with Your Butt Is Mine.
Right.
A few months after the King of Pop faced his, it's news reports from the period depicted in Leaving Neverland show how Jackson carefully controlled his image thanks to an army of defenders and a celebrity myth-making machine.
God damn, an army of defenders.
Well, when people are, when a human is generating gazillions of dollars for lots and lots of people, they manage ways to keep that gravy train going.
Right. Even if your boss is a real creepo.
Apparently so.
Can you imagine it's your job? It's like, what do you do? Oh, I work in the Michael Jackson paying off the victims department.
Right. Like Cohen. Michael Cohen.
Right, right.
I mean, this is, we're finding more and more. Weinstein had literally a cadre of assholes that, including, wasn't it like Israeli private detective firms or something like that?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That he would sick on these women instantly after there would be any allegations or something like that from Weinstein.
So I thought it was just the Israeli intelligence organization.
Some
private thing.
That probably used to be former Mossad or something like that. But as long as you got money.
You can do whatever the fuck you want.
You can do a whole fucking lot. Look at Epstein.
Right. What's that other guy? Is it Epstein or the other guy that was sentenced to nothing?
Epstein.
Oh, that's Epstein.
So the headline says how the media overlooked Michael Jackson's alleged sexual abuse. I don't know. I heard an awful lot about that at the time, I thought. But maybe there were times earlier that we didn't hear about.
I mean, he still got awards. He went to the Grammys.
True. Oh,
he toured.
Never did a second in jail.
No,
never.
I mean, but even there was no public backlash against Michael Jackson. His fans fucking loved him no matter what. No matter what, which is very fucked up.
Music, good music. But
yeah. Hey, listen, I have this joke.
It's got a little taint on it. No pun intended.
I have this joke I do. It says, imagine saying this in front of one of his accusers, saying, oh, that Human Nature, that song means so much to me. One of his victims is going to be like, it means a lot more to me.
Yeah.
It's fucked up.
They say almost no one, especially those CEOs and moguls who made millions off of him, ever really questioned his motives, why this reclusive man-child with no known history of romantic relationships prefers to live a fantasy life in the company of children.
Well, I think his parents fucked him up, sincerely.
Oh, yeah.
Why? I mean, you know.
So that's the headline. It's about this new Finding Neverland.
Yes.
Or Leaving Neverland, excuse me, documentary. Really follows. It's not really about Michael. It's about two victims,
right,
that have come forward and detailing
God
all the heinous before and after.
That's amazing.
And the Jackson estate is trying to sue the fuck out of them.
Right. Shouldn't the Jackson estate, or the, I guess, victims have already sued?
Well, some lawyers on telly were saying that I don't know if there's much of a case because you can't libel somebody who's dead.
Right. You can't libel the estate.
Right.
Jesus.
Right. We're smearing the memory.
Hey, if only people were out there protecting his victims like they did, like they do All his right. memory. God, that's wacko.
It says the machine continues to this day. The Jackson family estate and ardent fans, like you said,
yeah,
have protested the documentary.
Right.
Even subjecting the victims that came forward and the director to threats.
Jesus, how much do you guys love Michael Jackson? I mean, I was a a huge fan of Michael Jackson. I mean, when that Thriller came out,
you dressed like Michael Jackson.
I loved it. I grew up with Michael Jackson.
Yeah, it was great.
But you know,
I liked Michael.
But all you got to do,
still like the music. Yeah,
think about his victims. About if you were related to a victim, if a victim was close to you, or so, how you would feel about his fucking music, and that's you know,
makes it a little more difficult to listen to.
Hey, listen. Fuck Michael Jackson.
It's a little easier to listen to a song than like a Cosby stand-up set.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's like that's a little more personal for some reason, and I don't know why. To me, it seems like it's harder for me to look at anything Cosby did.
Oh, yeah.
In any capacity.
I can't listen to any of
But I can kind of still listen to a Michael Jackson song.
But I always like it. I mean, I don't like what Cosby did. I don't like that happened or went on. But, you know, to me, there's nothing more gross than some comic that's held up like an idol and worshipped. Like Bill Cosby is. And he still is. I still hear people thinking, oh, yeah, all that raping he did was horrible. But that shit he did about going to the dentist. I'm like, really?
That was funny, yeah.
I'm like, really? Let me explain that bit to you. He had a dumb lip, and he just made the fucking voice.
Well, he was
he
was doing research.
Yeah, no shit.
Pharmaceutical research.
Yeah, who do you think said Obel Kaby? You think it was him in the dentist chair, or do you think it was somebody right before he jacked off on their feet? God, horrible.
So that's the headline over to the HuffPo. Let's see what the dredgies are dredging up over at the Drudge Report. Man, Matt Drudge has got the life, right?
Right.
I mean,
oh yeah.
You think he even does anything on this website anymore?
No. I mean, if he does, I don't know what you're doing.
I don't know if he's writing headlines. I think you know he's got a little staff going,
right?
And just rake in the cash. I respect the hell out of that.
Yeah. By the way, I just want to say I agree with @zebra2222 when it comes to the political food chain, and I'll call him Jim with a G, Jordan. Is right at the bottom. He's an abysmal piece of slime. Yes.
Yeah.
Couldn't be more right.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for tweeting.
Yes.
@crabdiving, CRABDIVING.
God, that guy sucks, Jim Jordan. How the fuck is he still in a position of leadership on the GOP, man? Aren't they like, we don't want this quote unquote Jim Bag Jordan to be in, I don't know. Is there no punishment for that kind of thing, or?
Well,
they don't give a fuck.
But he strongly denied it, Ryan.
Holy shit, man! Just think of all the bad shit our society does to children. Good Christ!
Over to the Drudge Report.
Yay.
Oh well, I had this story. This I find good news.
Oh yes.
Over the Drudge Report, they may not.
Except the Jim Jordan thing. They were in college. They were kids, right? They were adults. Not that it makes it any better or worse.
College.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, so fucked up.
But didn't most of these guys come from high school coaching?
Yeah.
Usually.
Oh, yeah.
So.
I'm just saying, Jim, how do you ignore shit? You got this doctor doing a bunch of bullshit.
Oh, yeah, it was
you
the doctor.
There.
That's right. It was the doctor.
Christ.
Dr. Diddler.
And he ignored it. He sat there.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know that, you know, what's happening in the office next to him, but he was, there were people who said they told him or that they joked around with him, with him or something like that.
Everybody's got a weird idea of jokes too. Like jokes are funny.
I don't want to go to the doctor. He cups my balls a little long.
Here's a joke. The doctor's sexually harassing me or assaulting me.
I had
what kind of joke is that?
I had tonsillitis, and I don't know what all those prostate checks were for.
Yeah, good job, Jim.
The latest on the House panel's expanding investigations of Donald Trump.
Yay!
These are updated. This is like ongoing updates because. It's just happening. It's happening. All of these panels are now getting their shit together and are starting to demand all this info.
Yeah.
About 100,000 different Trumpian scandals.
And they want the info from the White House.
Some cases or whatever.
Sources. I mean, they probably have to hire an intern in the White House just to keep up with all these document requests, don't you think?
They hired They were hiring an army. I thought we did the story at one point.
That he's a job creator.
They're amassing an army of staff to try to fend this off.
He's a job creator. Obama never hired all these people for things like this.
So today, three of the Democratic chairmen, Reps Adam Schiff of the Intelligence Committee.
Yes.
Elliot Engel of the Foreign Affairs Committee. Right. And Elijah Cummings of Oversight and Government Reform Committee.
Hell yeah, baby.
Now up and running again.
Right. We're coming after, for your ass.
After 2 years of Republican oversight.
Oh, come on, Pat.
Giant quotes.
You're not being fair. They tried hard.
The three chairmen wrote to the White House and the State Department demanding documents and interviews related to Trump's communications with Russian President Vladimir Putin.
Oh, shit.
So this case, they're like, I'll translate. What the fuck is up with all these meetings, one-on-one meetings you had with Vlad? What did you say? Why did you not have anybody there taking notes?
Right.
Et cetera, et cetera.
And he has to tell us, right? Because our president has to be accountable to us because he did that as our president.
Within reason, yeah. I mean, there needs to be a tiny bit of latitude for our officials to be able to have confidential conversations once in a while. But
it seems like they have that, though, because you have to sue the living shit out of them to get to say it.
But in this case, that's not the case.
Right.
If it's you and your vice president sitting having a chat, you could argue executive privilege or whatever.
Yeah.
If it's you and the president of fucking Russia,
right,
an adversary sitting there.
And can I ask him if I'm Senator from Fuck State McGee? Can I say, hey, what was your meeting about?
Exactly. Yeah.
I can say the nature of the meeting, right? And I mean, because he tweets about it, too. So it's not like it's a big fucking secret.
In their letter, the Democratic leaders alleged Trump on multiple occasions, quote, appears to have taken steps to conceal the details of his communications with President Putin from other administration officials, Congress, and the American people.
Oh, my God. How could everyone not just vote for Hillary? God, you idiots. Look at where we are.
Noting that Trump reportedly seized notes related to at least one meeting held with Putin and directed an American interpreter not to discuss the substance of communications with Putin with other federal officials.
You know, the thing about these GOP creeps, these right-wing nut jobs, they're constantly having to turn to people in their life and say, listen, don't tell anyone about this or else.
Yes.
You fucking crooks.
There's also, wait, let me see this here. We'll get to this other one in a second.
Yes.
But the Democratic chairman are demanding details.
Yeah.
What the latest fuck
were you talking
about? And this is just
Russia
the latest of all the shit. They're looking into this security clearance bullshit with Trump allegedly saying, just give it to him. Give it to Jared.
Is it even worth me going down this
hole?
This double standard yelling thing about like with Hillary? Like if Hillary had one stray email to Vlad that we didn't know about, the world would be set on fire. It's all I'm saying.
They're still saying that the only collusion... Jim Jordan, I saw an interview the other day, said the only collusion was between the Democrats and Hillary Clinton in Russia, not between Trump and Russia.
And if you want to draw a contrast between how the Democrats deal with Russia and how the Republicans, part of this is because Hillary called out Putin for his bullshit election back when she was Secretary of State, right?
That's one of the reasons he didn't like her.
Yeah, because she was calling him on his shit, which she has to do.
Right.
And he didn't like it.
Well, plus he was balls deep in one of the major candidates.
Oh, yeah.
Already.
It's like, I almost feel like our world, the whole planet even. You know, we don't know how much money Vladimir Putin has, right? We have no fucking idea. We know it's a fuck ton.
Oh, yeah.
Do we just live at his whimsy? As much as he wants to fuck with us, he's going to fuck with us.
We have been for 2 years until Maxine got a gavel.
And there's no reason to think he's still not fucking us.
Oh, he's absolutely still fucking with us. I saw something that while Trump and Kim were rolling around in batter to make fuck cookies.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what that means.
These fuck cookies.
North Koreans
still moist
were hacking our infrastructure in various places.
Well, do we care about that? What am I supposed to say to you? Don't be a pussy. Relax. Don't worry about that.
Kim Tomey is not, you know, it's a big country. He can't keep his eye on all those hackers. It's a big country.
You know, I know we're talking about something else, but this shit with this, what's his name? Warmbier, the guy that died.
Yeah.
Oh, God. That's just horrific. What Trump said was so, he tweeted it, right?
He mentioned it.
God.
He might.
Fuckhead.
He mentioned it in the CPAC speech, too. He's like, you know, you have to walk a very fine line. You have to walk a very fine line. I love Otto.
Right.
I love his family. But I also have to get my Nobel Peace Prize.
Right. Well, you have to, if you're a Trumpalo and you're a brainwashed idiot and you listen to and you just buy into whatever he says, your sanity has to walk a very fine line. Imagine the weird shit your brain has to do inside your skull to constantly believe someone like this orange fucktwant.
The harvest of war is here.
Yeah. What? The harvest?
The harvest of war is here.
Oh, it's 15 minutes late. The harvest was supposed to get here earlier.
No more games! War! Ah! Don't give me any more pleasantries. I want war.
Is it true that Alex Jones, to get that timbre to his voice, his trick is that he takes a mouse trap and he puts his cock in it at the beginning of every show?
I thought more of his uvula.
No, yes.
I'm on the path of my ancestors, a path beyond the stars, a path to Valhalla.
Is he a Viking? That's Viking heaven.
It's Viking. Well, yeah.
Okay.
It's the Viking after. You want to get to Asgard, I think. But yeah, it's the
holy shit.
It's the Viking afterlife.
I thought that was a real thing. Viking religion was something that people studied.
Yay.
That they believe in, right? Viking religion bullshit.
Well, I would. There's probably people today who are still falling back on the old Odin stuff, but
yeah. But you just said some shit that's in Thor, though. As what you said, Asgard.
That's what it's based on.
Does Asgard actually exist in Viking religion?
Yeah, yeah.
Good God. Does Thanos exist in Viking religion? Did Stan Lee just steal all that
shit? In the MCU?
God,
he does, sure.
I mean, you know, I didn't know that.
Hey, they need a lot of content.
It's all crazy.
Yeah.
Valhalla.
I think.
Did Alex Jones just watch Infinity Wars or something? Or
you know, he's
how do you figure
he's got to crank up the drama level, man? His his audience has been plummeting. let me see here. I've got what were we talking about? We're in the middle of talking about something, but who the fuck knows?
Bullshit.
That was your headline over to the Drudge Report. Is they're talking about, look at these Dems going after the Putin meetings.
Before we leave this subject, I have one more follow-up
Which
question.
Which subject are we
leaving?
Well,
you said that you couldn't really listen to Bill Cosby stand up anymore because knowing what we know now, it's very creepy.
Subject we already left. Yes.
Well, whatever.
Okay.
Would you... Can you watch a Cosby show?
No, I can't. No.
He's an OBGYN.
He's a gynecologist.
Oh, God, it's so gross.
Every time he comes up those stairs after having just washed his hands.
What a fucking nightmare. And this guy did this from the 70s. From the 70s.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Shit, man.
The a top House Democrat says it's very clear Donald Trump obstructed justice.
Yes.
Representative Jerry Nadler of the House committee that would be in charge of impeachment.
Nadler!
And today requested from more than 60 people from Trump's administration, family and business,
yes,
documents.
Oh, okay.
And I saw the list. There's all the Trumps.
Oh, yes.
And
all of them?
Well, not Barron. Tiffany, I believe they left off.
See, Tiffany, I know you, maybe, I don't know if you, Tiffany, I don't know if you listen, but if you listen to the Crabs, thank you. I know you probably felt left out from Donald and not being included in his businesses. Maybe it made you feel bad, but shit, you're in a good spot now. You know, you're not being fucked with. I don't know.
They're also, the Judiciary Committee is launching a sweeping probe.
Sweeping.
Into Trump, the campaign.
Right.
And his businesses. That's why they sent out this giant 60-person
damn
memo.
That's how I prefer my probe, sweeping. I like sweeping rather than oscillating.
Trump says he'll cooperate. When a reporter asked him today if he's going to cooperate with the investigation led by Nadler, Trump replied, "I cooperate all the time with everybody. You know, the beautiful thing, no collusion. It's all a hoax."
I cooperate all the time with everybody.
With everybody.
What are you talking about? Do you not see me cooperating? I'm cooperating.
Like I said, the Democrats from the three other committees want deets.
Yes.
On these little tete-a-tete with
yes,
Mr. Putin.
It would be like, imagine you're in Star Warsville, USA. It'd be like, "Hi, Luke. We noticed last week you had 7 meetings with Darth Vader. What's up with that shit, dude? What the fuck?" It's Putin.
Oh, well, okay. I was wrong. Asgard is the bigger place to go.
Asgard
Valhalla
is
contained within Asgard.
Oh, well, Asgard is the planet where Thor travels to in that goddamn weird kaleidoscope looking portal. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Yes. But in the religion,
Valhalla is located somewhere in Asgard.
Asgard is one of the 9 worlds and home to the Aesir tribe of gods. It is surrounded by an incomplete wall attributed to a Hrimthurs riding on the stallion Svalifari. According to
Svalifari.
You're kidding me. According to Gifagningung, Odin and his wife Frigg are the rulers of Asgard.
This is no crazier than this fucking Bible, by the way. Just throwing that out.
Asgard is home to many Asgard. That's like a Skrogard.
Oh, yeah.
Asgard
Skrogard
is home to many named locations. The most well known include Valhalla.
Right.
Where half of all those who die in battle are sent.
Yes.
And Folkvanger.
9!
Where the other half go.
Right.
I'm not going to look into the
thing is,
the criteria.
Let's say I'm a Viking.
Why one goes to Valhalla or
I'm a Viking.
Or Folkvanger.
I'm dead and I get to go to Valhalla. How the fuck do I know how to get there? It sounds very confusing. I know if you're a Christian and you die, your soul just floats up to heaven. That's the deal. But this Valhalla, I don't know where the fuck it is.
Yeah, yeah.
How do I find it? I'm dead. Where do I go? What do I do? Is there anyone there that's going to help me find this fucking heaven or not?
Yeah,
I mean, I really, it's very confusing, their afterlife.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. If you want to watch some superhero movies, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Yes.
And join Prime, and we get a little commissione and shit.
Ooh,
and every time you want to buy stuff from Amazon, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Right.
And we get a wee little bit of a tickle.
Get in me belly!
A little nibble.
Right.
Doesn't cost you fuck all.
Oh, By the way, we were talking about superheroes, and it's very visual. But on the Facebook page today, I posted this thing with Jesus surrounded by a bunch of superheroes.
It's getting quite a lot of
trying
action.
To pick up the cross, and they're having trouble. Even the Hulk is helping. But white Jesus is just standing there saying, "See, guys, I told you it was heavy."
Yes.
Do you understand what's going
yes.
on? Yes. That's saying that
Jesus died, the weight of our sins
yes.
that Jesus died for
right.
cannot be lifted
even if
by
Pikachu.
The Hulk, by Mr. Incredible, two people from Dragon Ball Z, one of which is inexplicably naked.
Naked.
You've got to see this cartoon, facebook.com/Amazon.
Facebook.com/crabdiving.
There you go.
One of them.
I'm mixing up my links here as I'm trying to also open this story. So he would have to use that, the Bifrost thing, right?
Right. The Bifrost.
That's the thing that Idris Elba was in charge of in the movies. The magical bridge that sucks people up and
when
sends
you. When you said that, for some reason, I kept thinking about a control on an air condition in a car. It's bi-level or something, but it's different. He's in charge of the Bifrost. What a bunch
well,
of
he is king, so he can be in charge of the climate
hey,
control.
I'm not fucking with
in the
Bifrost.
Car also, I'm assuming.
You figure it out. Figure out the Bifrost. I'm busy.
So, here's a little highlight reel that was put together by the kind folk over at Know This. Over so there's a little bit, sometimes there's a little bit of music, but it's quite appropriate.
Like,
it's not like
well, I like
it's
music.
Not like HuffPo music,
right?
Under a story,
yes,
where they just throw anything.
I like
no music. Offense to the yes. HuffPo people, but
no offense, but geez.
So here is Trump. He opens up with a full scale molestation of the American
Ooh,
flag.
Jeez.
Bizarrely hugging it.
Well, he does what he does. He yeah. opens up with a rape, and then he says a bunch of racist shit for a long time. Yeah. And then, you know.
And this is CPAC, ugh. Where there's not going to be a moist seat in the House, or a dry seat in the House, excuse yeah. me.
Could you imagine if you, God, imagine, how does a town get chosen for CPAC? How do you get chosen for that?
Well, they have to have a good mobile infrastructure so
yes.
they can handle all the Grindr signups.
I mean, if CPAC's out and about, no offense, Republicans, but everybody, you better watch your back. These Republicans are creepy.
Yeah.
They'll do creepy shit to you.
Yes. So here is, speaking of creepy, here's the president
Yay.
Who gave what they describe here as an absurd, profanity-laced 2 hour speech.
Our president
at CPAC. Here's a little bit of a highlight reel. This is him hugging the flag.
This is a Trump plane.
And all of a sudden, they're trying to take you out with bullshit. Okay? With bullshit.
All of a sudden, they're trying to take you out with bullshit.
So I
okay,
not to you know debate each point this guy brings up.
Oh,
Trump.
It's going
to
be hard.
But Mueller, I mean, I don't know what's going on in that basement. Wherever the fuck Mueller's hanging out doing his shit. Do you think it's
well,
bullshit that he's working
on? I hope
he's
got windows.
I no, I pictured him in a secure room in the basement.
Okay.
It's a secret room. We don't know where it is, right? Does it have
no,
a secret entrance?
We do
entrance?
Know where. There's offices.
Oh, that sucks.
They have offices.
No. I thought maybe they had like, yeah, what you walk down
some
an
underground bunker,
yeah,
like 24?
Like, yeah, like in Mission Impossible or something. You go to those, yeah, secret stairway.
Maybe they got Scott Pruitt's cone of silence.
They're trying to take you out with bullshit. Okay? Good question. The Attorney General says, I'm going to recuse myself.
Now, that's funny. That's funny. I'm going to recuse myself.
Sounds like Foghorn Leghorn.
I'm going to recuse myself.
That,
so, you know those stories are true when they
yes.
talked about that every time he would talk about Sessions, he would make fun of his accent. He just fucking did it.
Who do you think? Okay, so let's just, I'm sorry. He does, we know he does Sessions. He does Modi, the guy from India.
No, yeah, and you know that's like Apu from,
right,
from The Simpsons.
Yeah, and he does.
Hello,
yeah,
there, how are you?
And he does, who's the president of China, the premier of China?
Xi.
He, you know he does Xi, because he's done Xi's. I mean, he does like
I
a.
I think he just does a really bad generic. Oh, yes, you go. Oh, yeah. Oh,
you know
yeah.
who you know who he doesn't do? And I bet he doesn't do Putin.
Melania.
Putin, well, yeah. Melania's like, thank you, Donald. Yeah. The favorite thing you do is not fuck yeah. me. And I'm doing Melania's voice. Whatever.
Attorney General says I'm going to recuse myself. I'm going to recuse. And I said, why the hell didn't he tell me that before I put him in?
You know I'm totally off script right now.
Right?
Yeah, we know. We know.
What does his staff do for 2 hours while they're listening to him? Are they popping oxys lines. And drinking?
Yeah, yeah.
And drinking,
oh, God.
And drinking and getting drunk. I get it.
Script right now.
Right now, we have people in Congress that hate our country. How did they do in their country? Just ask them. How did they do? Did they do well? Were they succeeding? Just ask that question. Somebody would say, oh, that's terrible that he brings that up, but that's okay. I don't mind. I'll bring it up. How did they do in their country? Not so good. I have.
Shut the fuck up. Not so good.
This goes on for
two hours.
You know, this goes on for.
You know, but you're talking about that HuffPo music. I think it's great.
This is now this music.
Oh, now whatever this is. This
their music is
it.
Superior to HuffPo.
Oh,
yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. The level's good. I think on the HuffPo, the level's too high on the music.
And it's real shitty, too. It's like adult contemporary, you know. Yeah. Sad.
So good. I have one of the great inventions in history. It's called TiVo.
I have one of the great inventions in history. It's called TiVo.
What about the
print? It's called TiVo.
He says that. Is that from this speech?
Yes.
Did he have a TVR?
It's all from CPAC.
God, Donald.
Inventions in history. It's called TiVo. When a tree falls. You can't let the environmentalist say you can't take that tree out. It becomes like a matchstick, that tree. It hits a flame. It goes up. The leaves, every once in a while, you have to remove the leaves.
We're back to raking. He's back to defend raking.
He is impossible. And, right. You know, guys, this guy is going to have to be impeached. He is not leaving. He's not going to change. He's not going to evolve. All that shit about
it's
going to
get worse.
No, it's going to get worse. It's going to get crazy.
Yeah.
Not
is everyone
not good or whatever.
Once in a while, you have to remove the leaves because they are so. A guy smoking a cigarette, he throws it away. He doesn't mean it. The thing catches on fire. We lose 400,000 acres and people are killed.
Hold
and
on
by
a
the
second.
Way, as
hold on, Donald. What's Okay. We're not doing a good job of removing the underbrush from our state parks in our maybe that's true, but I know if you're smoking, it's
well.
It's
and
not,
nor should we. Controlled burns are the way to go. But go ahead.
Okay, but do you think the guy that flicked his cigarette into the forest, into the bushes, is in the wrong? Don't you? A lit cigarette
must have been a white guy.
But he says, "Oh, he's a."
Had but, to be a white guy.
Yeah, he doesn't blame. He's
oh,
absolving
no.
him of
sure.
blame.
Sure, he's just walking he's and flicked a cigarette. What do you tell you what? Into the
400,000 acres and people are killed. And by the way, as of probably today or tomorrow, we will actually have 100% of the caliphate in Syria. 100%. There's so much love in this room. It's easy to talk. You can talk your heart out. You really can.
It's easy to, yeah, I love
that
you guys.
Music is so
I
good.
Love you guys. It's easy to talk to you.
That piano that
it's great. The,
is
the
going
music,
when
yeah.
he says we destroyed the caliphate.
To talk, you can talk your heart out. You really can,
Mr. President, sir.
David Weigel, he wrote an article. Some arena. No, listen to this.
Listen to them boo.
God.
This is a journalist, David Weigel. He wrote an article.
So all you have to say is somebody's name. They probably don't know the journalist. Say he's a writer or a journalist. They want to throw him to the fuck. Did they still have the pit? that pin where they keep...
Well, they always have areas for the press, sure.
Marina, oh, no, wow. Listen to this. He wrote an article. He got there 4 hours early. He took pictures of an empty arena. He then put out a note, something to the effect, not very good crowd size, Mr. President. He got there 4 or 5 hours early because he doesn't fly private, you know. And maybe it's because of the carbon footprint. You think maybe that's... Maybe. It must be the carbon footprint. He just doesn't want private. The crazy...
I mean, why don't you fly private when you go places? Is it the carbon footprint?
It's the $10,000. It's the bank footprint. $10,000.
I don't know how much this journalist makes. Do you? He's a writer. Surely he can afford a $10,000... Or it's public. Kate, what paper is going to fly some fucking guy?
All right.
I think one journalist that deserves to be flown around. Engel. What's his name?
Richard Engel.
Richard Engel. Hey, that guy's been kidnapped, beat up. Fly him around.
He was kidnapped in Afghanistan.
It must be the carbon footprint. He just doesn't want private. The crazy female senator from the state of Ohio.
Oh, my God.
The state of Hawaii. Right?
Oh, oops. I was like, wait a minute. There is no female senator from Ohio. He means Hawaii. He means Mazie Hirono.
Okay.
The crazy.
Hawaii. Right? She's like a crazed person. I mean, I was in the White House for a long time. Months. Months. I had cabin fever in the White House. But I was there, I don't know, for a number of months. Through Christmas, I spent my New Year's all by myself. It was me and about 500 men and women outside with machine guns. I never saw so many beautiful-looking machine guns. I'd look at that equipment, I'd say, man, Oprah Winfrey.
That's a cut, by the way.
That's a good cut, though. Man, what is up with these machine guns? What is he fucking referring to?
You know... He's excited about it.
Yeah, he is.
I'd look at that equipment. I'd say, man, Oprah Winfrey, Michelle Obama, and President Obama. And they campaigned for her, and they worked so
Stacey
hard.
Abrams.
And
all he's talking about Stacey Abrams.
Yes.
But listen to those boos, by the way.
Brian Kemp stole the election. That's what happened. He was
at that equipment.
Secretary of State in charge of the election that he was in. So he stole it. Does Trump say that?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
I'd say, man, Oprah Winfrey, Michelle Obama, and President Obama. And they campaigned for her, and they worked so hard. And all our man had was Trump. And we kicked their ass. Mothers who love their daughters give them massive amounts of birth control pills.
Where is he going with this? What does that mean?
I don't know.
They're giving their daughters massive amounts.
They're cramming them in
every
their
morning.
Mouths.
I've got you better make these
you better
20 pills
fucking
disappear.
Take this pill.
I'm going to check your throat. Why? What is he talking about? Is it
their ass? Mothers who love their daughters give them massive amounts of birth control pills because they know their daughters are going to be raped on the way up to our southern border.
Oh, this is the caravan. Apparently, they're
is that true?
Apparently, they're front loading their daughters with massive doses of birth control.
Listen, I know Dr. Cosby.
I'm
the way I understand
that's probably
it.
Inaccurate.
That's not how birth control works, right?
I don't believe that's how birth
the
control
more
pills work.
Birth control you take, the more rapes you can fend off. Is that his point?
No, they're just giving up that they're going to get raped.
Oh,
so now
okay.
They're just hoping they don't get pregnant.
Well, are they going to the White House or are they coming to our southern border?
Right. The boys are going to the Catholic Church.
Oh, God.
Give them massive amounts of birth control pills. Because they know their daughters are going to be raped on the way up to our southern border. Think of that.
The music.
That is crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That is not, I mean,
he's out of his mind.
Can we just for the sake of people that might be listening, surely everyone that's on birth control listening to Crab Diving knows how it works. I think
we have a very educated
so insulting so, to yeah. even bring this up, but the way I understand birth control, just because our president said it, I feel like you take the dose of what. Well, we'll say this: whatever pill a doctor gives you, probably well, don't take the dose that you're supposed to take. Not massive amounts.
Right.
Right. I mean, God, our president sucks. It sucks. One.
Like amounts of birth control pills because they know their daughters are going to be raped on the way up to our southern border. Think of that. True story. But every.
Think of that.
True story.
True story.
Think of that. True story.
True story.
I'm sitting here thinking about how much birth control I have to shove down my daughter's throat so she's not raped at the southern border.
No, she's going to get raped.
Think
you just
about
wanna,
it.
You just want to keep her from getting pregnant.
True story. But everyone in this great country right now, because of our great new economy, is doing well, except, of course, for the Never Trumpers. But they are on mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. Mouth-to-mouth. Mouth-to-mouth. I'm watching this.
They're on ass-to-mouth resuscitation.
Mouth-to-mouth. That is bonkers. That, so far,
he had 2 hours to film.
But what? He's saying, okay. What he's trying to say is that they're on life support. They're barely making it. They're barely able to breathe without assistance.
Yes, I believe so.
But he's calling that mouth to mouth. He's saying they're falling over, and the only way to revive them is mouth to mouth.
Yes.
But they are on mouth to mouth resuscitation. Mouth to mouth. Mouth to mouth. I'm watching those doors. Not one person's left, and I've been up here a long time. I said, Matt, is that okay? He said, I love it. Don't leave.
I'm sorry. I talked over that. Then he starts just yelling. He says mouth to mouth, and his brain is like, oh, I like that one. I'm going to repeat it. Mouth to mouth. Mouth to mouth. Yeah. I'm trying to figure out what's wrong with him. Why?
Well, he likes to do callbacks and to repeat things.
Massive amounts of birth control.
Yeah.
Damn. Did he? I mean, you know, he has kids.
Yes.
Did he talk to his kids about sex and birth control and shit? Did he talk to Ivanka about
it? He never talked to his kids. You think he talked to his kids? They even have admitted that until like college. They didn't even know who the fuck he was, basically.
Mouth to mouth.
Mouth to mouth.
You're on mouth to mouth. You're an anti-Trumper.
So, and you know, they have these, after every time he talks, there's, the eight most batshit things Trump said in his latest speech. Or
eight.
The 10 insane, top 10 and 10 insane things from the State of the Union address. This one over at CNET. The 67 most stunning lines from Trump's epic 2-hour CPAC
speech. Fucking thing is, like, some things, like, you put out there, it's weird if they're more than one page or if it's more than a minute or if it's this or that. It's like, how do you cover this shit? 67, he said 67 crazy fucking things.
What we did in 2016, the election, we call it with a capital E. It's never been done before.
Why an E? Does he think it's E?
He thinks he's tweeting. Maybe he thinks he's tweeting.
Okay.
How many? Then, you know, he brings back the old hits.
Okay.
How many times did you hear for months and months, there is no way to 270? You know what that means, right? There's no way to 270?
Okay.
That's
the end of the fucking statement?
Well, you know. And then CNN points out the election ended 846 days ago.
Right. Well, what do you want him to have? New material for his stupid audience?
He thinks he's going to do better in 2020.
Oh, God.
I think we're going to do numbers that people haven't seen in a long time.
I mean, you know, I don't know. He can't win. There's just no way. There's no way. This is too fucked up. There's no way people, even if you're a Republican, if you're firing on any cylinders, you're looking around, it's like, we need this again. We need this like you need massive amounts of birth control shoved down your yap.
Right. Trump is out of his skull. At one point he said...
He's whacked out.
He was talking about alternative energy.
Oh, yeah. Like
renewable energy.
Like the internal battery in his body that keeps him going.
But when the wind stops blowing, that's the end of your electric. Let's hurry up, darling. Darling, is the wind blowing today? I'd like to watch television, darling.
Oh, that's so dumb. As the turbines turn, this is how wind works, right? You have a windmill. The windmill's going like this. It's turning. As it's turning, it's gathering this energy, and it's storing the energy, right?
Yes.
So it stops. The wind stops.
No. Correct.
There's still energy. There's stored energy.
Yes.
That's how it works, Donald. Okay? Right. Shit, dude. He learned something.
Our country's in big trouble, folks, because we have to get it back. That's when I look at what's happening on the other side, I encourage it. I say, no, I think the new Green Deal or whatever the hell they call it.
You see that crowd. Right.
The Green New Deal, right? Green New Deal. I encourage it. I think it's really something that they should promote. They should work hard on. It's something our country needs. Desperately, they have to go out and get it. But I'll take the other side of that argument only because I'm mandated to. I'm mandated. But they should stay with that argument. Never change. Never change.
God,
they're mocking
damn.
Trying to save the planet.
Yeah.
They're mocking it.
No, listen, these people think that environmentalists or whatever you want to call people that don't want the earth all fucked up love it. They think that they love the fact that we have global warming, that we have to do all this crazy shit just to make it tolerable. Like you love chaotic weather.
Yeah.
Nobody likes this, dickhead.
Oh, there's 18 more hurricanes. Let's furiously paw at our genitals.
Yay.
No planes. No energy.
And I'm so sick of this. They want no planes. They want to take away cows.
Yeah.
You'll never be able to eat a hamburger. It's not true. It's not fucking true at all.
Speaking of cows, did I read somewhere that he said cows were 75%.
No, that's a different person.
Who is that?
75%
grass.
Yeah, that was some guy. It was some Republican.
Oh, God. Guy, everybody fuck off.
No energy.
Oh, no, it was a Trump voter on a panel.
Did you put that out?
I did. Okay. Yeah.
Fuck that guy. Whoever that guy is on that panel, fuck you. And God, I wish you were sterile.
He stood up and said, yo, people don't know. Well, people don't know is that, you know, the world is covered with grass, you know.
Okay.
And the grass and the cows eat the grass. And, you know, what people don't know is, you know, cows are made of 75%. 75% of the meat is made of grass or something like that dumb.
Yeah.
I'm not exaggerating.
Well, I mean,
not what I learned in biology.
But listen to these people. They're
no energy. When the wind stops blowing, that's the end of your electric. Let's hurry up. Darling? Yeah. Darling, is the wind blowing today? I'd like to watch television, darling.
God, listen to them laughing, pulling their cannulas out for a minute
so they can
laugh out loud.
It really does. I mean, those people.
It's CPAC.
Listen to those laugh. That laugh. You know how hard you have to work for that? That guy's just like, at CPAC? Blah, blah, blah.
At CPAC.
Not fair.
You don't have to work hard at CPAC.
God. Fuck all these people.
He's doing that little strut around thing where he's saying it's true.
The world?
It's true. He's shrugging. Yeah, it's true. It's true.
That crowd. This is making me not want to be for AOC's New Deal. Do we really want to save this planet? For what? For those assholes?
No, but it's true. So the great tariff.
Oh, I think that's it.
Are these people sterile? Do you think they're all sterile? Are they having kids? Are they procreating? Are beings coming out of their vaginas? Oh, man, the sound of that crowd is just bone chilling. It's depressing. Oh, God.
Said, I saw little Shifty Shift yesterday. Meaning Adam Schiff.
He calls you're just gonna read
calls him Shifty. I don't have those clips.
He calls Shifty him Shifty.
Shift. Yeah. Those red hats, the white ones, the key is in the color. The key is what it says. Make America great again is what it says, right? Right?
Oh my God. How sad.
Oh, then he said, unfortunately, you put the wrong people in a couple of positions. They leave people for a long time that shouldn't be there. And all of a sudden, they're trying to take you out with bullshit. Okay? With bullshit.
He's mad, dude. He's mad that he thinks he's not getting a fair shake as president. That's what he thinks.
Yeah.
He's upset.
Number one, I'm in love and you're in love. We're all in love together. There's so much love in the room. It's easy to talk. Oh, he said that. I played that clip.
The idea of all these people together whipped up into some lather of hate and racism and rapey bullshit. Boy, what a horrible place this CPAC is. Ugh. Where are they? Where are they? You told me. I don't remember.
Maryland, maybe, or something like that. A burb of D.C.
Who gets saddled with this thing? I mean, I would think it would be hard to find a city that accepts CPAC. I'd be like, no, I am not bringing that. Not in my city. Ugh.
Then listen to how sad this is. Remember this also. Not that Obama would ever do this, but we had fencing all the way down to the Washington Monument, and it was raining, and it was wet, and the grass was wet. We had a crowd. I've never seen anything like it, and I have to live with crowd size. It's all a phony deal. He's still crying.
He has to live
about the crowd size at his inauguration. He's crying because people talk about it.
Well, Trump... The reality is most people in this country didn't want you to be president. Most people voted for Hillary Clinton and not you. You won because of the Electoral College. So, yeah, you do have to live with crowd size. I mean, less people wanted you as president. The majority of us didn't vote for you. That's why it doesn't feel like a democracy right now, you fuckhead.
He said, I have pretty good vision, at least for my age. I have good vision. I guess for my age, I have great vision.
Oh, my God.
He talked about Mad Dog Mattis for a second. So we changed his name. We called him Mad Dog, but it wasn't working out too well. Mad Dog wasn't working too well.
So he's shitting on Mattis.
And by the way, he was Mad Dog Mattis for a long, long time. Trump's like, we changed his name. Just like 4th of July. You know, I'm starting a Celebrate America tradition.
Yeah.
On 7/4.
Oh, God. You know,
nobody's ever thought of it.
You know, Twitter's bringing up, M.A. Nelson's bringing up an interesting point. To me, it's a little terrifying. Did they serve alcohol at CPAC? Surely not, dude. I mean, do you want this group liquored up? Fuck no.
Well, no. I wonder if they confiscated firearms.
I don't know. I bet they did.
Of course they did, especially with
the
him.
The president's
there.
God.
Somehow he ends up. I mean, you talk central casting. These guys, you couldn't. I mean, it's incredible. They had a master sergeant. I could take him right now, bring him to Hollywood, make a military movie. He's the star of the movie.
What the shit is he fucking talking about?
When he went to Iraq.
Okay.
The drill sergeant was so incredible. He ended up starring in the movie. He should have gotten the Academy Award, by the way, but he didn't. That's because Hollywood discriminates against our people. He's talking about
our
the guy
people.
From Full Metal Jacket who was nominated. You know what I'm talking about? What was that movie? What was that movie? You know the movie.
He's talking about the Oscar Awards back when.
Come here, boy. Yeah, I'm on a shit when, down your throat.
Yeah, when Full Metal Jacket was nominated. That's what he's talking
yes.
about. When was that?
1,000 years ago.
I mean, God, Donald, why that? You got a problem with that? He didn't win, right? That guy didn't win, whoever that is. I don't remember who the fucking guy is. That the drill sergeant didn't win. So he's saying he didn't win because of a bias.
He at one point said he's going to sign an executive order ordering universities to make sure that they enforce the First Amendment. In other words, if Milo Yiannopoulos comes to speak, you got to let him come speak.
Right.
Because all these conservatives are banning free speech.
Yeah.
He said, we reject oppressive speech codes, censorship, political correctness, and every other attempt by the hard left to stop people from challenging ridiculous and dangerous ideas. These ideas are dangerous.
Well, let's say let's see the crabs want to go speak at some North Dakota university in Fargo. I know I picked that one.
That
sounds horrible.
That'd be great.
In February. I just can't waltz in there. We can't waltz in there and say, hey, we're speaking. Wait, we're going to speak. That's our choice. Don't you have to go through some sort of vetting process? And maybe when they're vetting Milo, they're like, oh, wow. A lot of what he talks about isn't based in any sort of reality, or it's based in racism and hate and a bunch of wacko shit. And I don't want that at North Dakota University. Is that how the process works?
I guess.
So now the government says, well, you have to have him.
He says, we had a rally at the airport where 55,000 people showed up to the airport. It was one hangar. They had three other hangars that were full. They went so far back. Meanwhile,
In Factville, USA,
18,000.
Wow. To see, I don't understand. Donald,
he said 55.
If someone told me that I'm going to do a show and there's going to be 18,000 people there.
Awesome.
I'm not lying and saying sure. There's 50,000. I'm fine with 18,000.
4th of July, keep it open. We want to bring millions of people into the city. We want people to come who love our country. Those are the people we want. The 4th of July, a salute to America.
Right. But the people they don't want are people that aren't
brown.
They don't want brown people. Is that true? Everybody write that down. If you plan on going to the White House for the 4th of July invented by Donald Trump, yeah. I'd be white. You should be white.
Ben Carson can come.
Oh, yes. Did you see the Onion put out, or was it the...
And that woman from the Cohen hearings.
Yeah. Or the New Yorker or something put out that satire that says Donald Trump's putting Ben Carson back until next Black History Month.
By the way, there's more craziness.
Yay.
I mean, coming out hourly, basically.
Since we started the show.
Now there's a story that, this is from the New Yorker.
Ooh.
That Trump, at one point, it's a kind of a long piece about the Fox and their ultra whoredom
yes.
for Trump. It's called The Making of the Fox News White House.
Right.
Fox News has always been partisan, but has it now become propaganda?
Oh, shit.
Yes. Spoiler alert.
They're supporting his policies, and he's changed his policies based on shit people say at Fox News. Right?
Well, they've given him the policy. Yeah, absolutely.
I mean...
Ducey spews it, and Trump tweets it an hour later.
God.
Well, now they're saying in this report, one of the things out of it is that Trump ordered former economic advisor Gary Cohn to put pressure on the Department of Justice to do more to try to block a proposed merger between AT&T and Time Warner.
Okay. That sounds good, though, right? I mean, wouldn't we want them not merged?
According to the author, Jane Mayer,
yes.
Trump hauled Cohn into the Oval Office in the summer of 2017, read him the Riot Act for not doing enough to block the deal. Trump allegedly said, "I've been telling Cohn to get this lawsuit filed and nothing's happened. I mentioned it 50 times and nothing's happened. I want to make sure it's filed. I want that deal blocked."
Right. But he didn't do that.
The DOJ would ultimately file a lawsuit to block the merger months later. But the reporting is that Cohn apparently disobeyed Trump's orders to get involved in that deal.
Oh, shit. To Cohn, block it.
According to Meyer's reporting, Cohn said, "Don't you fucking dare call the Justice Department. We are not going to do business that way."
Well, I mean, hey, Cohn, I mean, he's going to do business in the way that he does business because he's nuts.
But the reason now that it's being looked at is because the Time Warner owns CNN.
Oh, wow.
And there have been suggestions that Trump wanted to block it to say fuck you to CNN.
He hates
one reason
CNN.
Only. They have greased the wheels for other deals, but then there's another deal that somehow didn't get greased
yes?
and got spiked.
Oh, okay.
Now what deal would that be? That would be the deal where Sinclair, evil conservative fuckwads in their own.
Oh, geez.
But they were going to buy a whole shit ton of local telly stations.
Yes.
And that got blocked by the DOJ. It's like, oh, you're on too many or whatever. Because Rupert Murdoch wanted it blocked because they're a competitor.
Sinclair is a competitor of Fox.
Yes.
Yeah.
The one
God
deal,
damn.
The one deal that they have scruples about and they're like, well, we can't let this go through. Or the two deals, excuse me,
like,
are CNN
right?
or Time Warner, AT&T, because Trump fucking hates CNN.
Fake news.
And the other deal.
Yeah. They found Fox found somebody more evil than Fox.
Yeah.
I guess.
So the deal there, long suspicion accusation that Trump's dislike of CNN fueled the lawsuit, while the Disney and Fox deal sailed through.
Yeah.
Disney and Fox.
Well, Fox.
Sailed through.
Well, wait a second. Is this just propaganda? Is this bullshit?
But the Sinclair deal was blocked. All of these are beneficial to Rupert Murdoch.
Yay, the Sith Lord. Well.
A campaign press release cited by AT&T in its appeals process said AT&T is now trying to buy Time Warner and thus the wildly anti-Trump CNN. Donald Trump would never approve of such a deal.
Jesus Christ, because he's a tyrant. Holy shit. There's illegality there, right? It's bullshit, maybe. Someone's going to look into it.
Well, it's funny thou shouldst mention that because
yes,
a frequent Trump critic on the the Twitter,
right?
None other than George Conway, husband
yes.
of Skex's Barbie,
right?
Kellyanne Conway.
Apologize to the Skexes.
I apologize
from Dark Crystal. It was the Skeksis. They were the bad guys, but the good guys who went like, who made this noise. Oh, remember that? The good guys?
I remember the Gelflings.
That's different. The people that, the species in Dark Crystal that raised
I know you're talking
the
about,
Gelfling.
But
what?
I don't remember.
You don't remember?
Yeah. George Conway tweeted this story that I just talked about.
Oh, wow.
Jane Mayer reports Trump ordered Gary Cohn to pressure the DOJ to file the lawsuit to block AT&T Time Warner. George Conway tweeted it and said, if proven, such an attempt to use presidential authority to seek retribution for the exercise of First Amendment rights would unquestionably be grounds for impeachment.
Damn. What is George Conway? See, this is getting into some weird spot for George Conway, right? Because if he's reporting on scandals going on inside the White House, what if Skeksis Barbie is involved in some of this shit? In legal shit. He's going to write pieces that could get his wife in trouble?
Well, he's a...
Jesus Christ.
I think he's a lobbyist or something. I don't think he's a journalist. No, I think he's an operative of some sort.
What's his home life like?
Well, exactly.
I mean, good God, dude.
Exactly.
I mean, if you're getting along, that means Kellyanne Conway is I don't know. She just turns it on and turns it off.
Which would be unsurprising.
And George, I mean, you know, if you're fighting George, do you think George Conway ever, I mean, you know, say Kellyanne's in the shower, does he ever look at her cell phone, look at her iPhone, see if Schittler's sending any texts or something like that that might be newsworthy? That's illegal. You can't do that, right?
If he were to look at his wife's texts to see if Trump was, I don't know.
Any, you know.
I don't know.
You probably can't do that. That would be rough on the marriage.
I don't know. I get the vibe that the marriage isn't exactly all that spectacular right now.
I would argue the opposite. I would say to endure this, it may have started like a pretty spectacular marriage at some point. Because you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They would have to have a strong relationship to weather this kind of crazy fuckstorm where he reports on illegal shit she does, you know?
Well, he mocks Trump incessantly and calls out, he never calls out her, but he calls out Trump.
You think Trump ever is like, hey, Kellyanne, what's wrong with your fucking husband? Get him in line.
He was asked about it one time and he was just like, I don't know.
He doesn't know.
We don't talk about it.
He went a hamburger.
Yeah.
He wants a hamburger.
Hamburger.
Remember that?
Then there's another report.
Right.
Kind of from the same New Yorker piece on the Fox Trump love affair. That Fox News itself spiked a story about Trump, about Stormy Daniels, the Hush Money report. They knew about it and spiked it right before the election.
Why would they do that? Because they love them some Donald Trump.
And the New Yorker reports that an editor at Fox News killed a report prior to the 2016 presidential election revealing that Trump engaged in an affair with adult film actress Stormy Daniels. Foxnews.com reporter, a Fox News reporter, had obtained proof of the affair and confirmed it with several key sources, including Stormy Daniels and her ex-husband.
And this is Fox News doing all this research and all this shit.
She also had reportedly obtained emails between Stormy Daniels' attorney and Trump's lawyer, Michael Cohen.
Damn.
Showing that Cohen proposed to pay cash to Daniels in exchange for a non-disclosure agreement. The report was never published, according to the New Yorker, adding that the Fox News executive, Ken LaCorte, ultimately told the reporter, let it go.
Wow.
Quote, good reporting, kiddo. But Rupert wants Donald Trump to win, so just let it go.
Holy shit.
Fair and balanced, everybody.
Well, I mean, that's pretty blatant, right?
Fair and balanced.
That's pretty blatant.
That's really fucking blatant.
Read between the lines.
Yeah, there's none.
What's he saying? I mean, you know, the voters in this country are just so fucked, in a way. We're all fucked. It's like, our news, you really, what news can you, you can't trust Fox News, but that's all they listen to, some of these fucking people.
some editor in chief earlier this year was asked about it and said, well, we were unable to verify all the facts. But according to the New Yorker, that's not true.
And you had a great story.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense why you wouldn't run it unless you're just sucking Donald's dick, because that's what Rupert wants.
They say that a Fox News spokesperson, like any other outlets, we were working to report the story of Stephanie Clifford's account.
Yes.
Blah, blah, blah. In doing our due diligence, we were unable to verify all the facts and publish the story.
Oh, wow. I mean, this is the network that'll have like an admiral that's not really an admiral as a panelist, right?
The court denied saying let it go.
Right.
But she's got colleagues confirming having heard it.
Oh, okay. Well.
The reporter.
It sounds like you said it.
She later sued Fox, reached a settlement, including an NDA.
Oh, shit.
So we can't ask her about it.
So they spiked her story. The apparently person sued.
Apparently she quit or left or whatever. Shit. Yeah. And now they reached a settlement with an NDA.
Wow.
Fox News, fair and balanced. Fair and balanced.
Ugh, God.
Rupert wants Trump to win, so let it go.
This old rich white guy needs to be president. So this story, this amazing story you put together, I'm going to need you to shove that up your asshole. Yeah. Okay? Fuck America.
Yay, Republicans.
And I don't really know if the Stormy Daniels thing would bother his constituents, would bother his mouth-breathing idiots. They would say something like, well, my president fucked a porn star. That's very cool.
Yeah.
But something like, they would say something like that, you know. They don't give a fuck.
Yeah, yeah. While, like I said, his wife's episiotomy was still hadn't healed over.
Right, right. Medical.
There's a story about Roger Stone. He may be in Trubs.
Oh,
for
shit.
Instagram.
Oh, you idiot.
He just can't help himself.
You're going to end up in jail, you dickhead. You fucking idiot.
So now the government has informed the federal judge presiding over Roger Stone's case that the longtime Trump associate shared a photo on his Instagram account over the weekend suggesting he'd been framed.
Oh, shit.
Stone shared an image on March 3rd with the title "Who Framed Roger Stone?" Get it? Like,
oh,
Roger,
yes,
Roger Rabbit.
Right.
Breathe, Eddie. Breathe. The Post, which the HuffPo reported,
who's the lead in that English actor? What was his name? You know what I'm talking about? I think he's dead.
He has passed. God. I can't think.
Bob Hoskins.
Bob Hoskins.
So good. Yeah. R.I.P. Luke Perry, by the way.
Yeah, bummer.
Yeah,
Luke Perry. So the gag order, which Stone was his second chance and then was told he ain't getting three.
Aw, shit.
Extended to all of his social media accounts. It came after he posted that threatening photo of the judge with a crosshairs from a rifle nearby.
What an idiot, dude.
In a redacted version of the sealed motion released Monday, Stone's attorneys, late ruling, he had not informed the court. Oh, Stone had to explain why he had not informed the court he had a new book coming out.
He needs to say that, or?
Yeah. He's under a gag order.
Right, right.
I would assume
he already wrote the book.
Right, right, right. But the book would be part of the gag order, maybe.
Yeah.
The Myth of the Russian Collusion is the name of the book.
By Roger Stone.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, man. Yeah, I would have mentioned that. I would have said, listen, I don't know if this matters. I have a book coming out.
Oh, and his lawyers are saying what you did. He didn't write anything after the gag order.
Oh, yes. Right. So what do you know?
On February 18th, Stone posted a photo of the new book on Instagram, said it would be available in stores on March 1st. The jacket notes that the book is a re-release with an explosive new introduction.
Oh, my God. he rehashed something he already wrote.
The Making of the President 2016 is what he wrote, a new explosive introduction, and now he's retitled it The Myth of Russian Collusion.
He's like, we're going to re-release my book. I just got to write like 15 pages. It doesn't have to be good.
Yeah.
It's for these people, you know?
I think Hillary Clinton did that too, didn't she? With,
oh yeah,
with her book.
What Happened?
Yeah.
I thought What Happened, though, that was a new book.
It was, but then they released more later.
Yeah.
Like she, I don't know. I think that's kind of.
Oh yeah.
You should get a free update then.
Also, I'm going to make a suggestion. Anybody listening that writes books for these idiots, these right-wing nut job voters, what I would do if I were you, I would write, I don't know, how many pages? 40 pages?
What are we talking about?
Well, if you're right, if your audience, you're writing a book and your audience are these idiot deplorables. I'm saying write
one page with pictures.
But you can have a big, thick book. Just the first 40 pages need text because there's no way anyone's getting past page 40. The rest can be blank. It doesn't put anything right. You put a secret you want to keep. Further back, they're not going to read it.
Bible quotes,
pictures, or something.
It's Bible quotes.
Oh yes, they're not going to read that. They didn't read the Bible. It's like it, something. I don't know.
It looks as if the president will be whipping out his first veto.
Oh shit! He loves that probably.
As it now appears, even Cocaine Mitch today said the words that the resolution saying it's not an emergency,
right,
will pass the Senate.
Wow.
Because Rand Paul today.
Oh, shit.
Has pretended he's got a spine again.
Yes.
And he says basically loves the president, but he loves the separation of powers and feels that he needs to vote against this,
right,
this power grab by the president.
Has he recovered from his tussle with his neighbors over the
lawn
waste?
I'm sure he has lingering effects.
I mean, I'm wondering if he has a head injury from that. He may not be fit to serve.
So that makes four that we know of, with Susan Collins of Maine, Murkowski from Alaska.
Yay.
Tom Tillis in North Carolina. That's enough to block Trump's national emergency.
And good for Susan Collins, because she has always stood up to Trump and done the right thing. Oh, yeah. Wait, she hasn't. That's
she
right.
And Rand Paul are very similar in that.
Yes.
Pearl clutching until it's time to vote.
Oh,
and then
yeah.
Vote right in line.
Oh, it's such a struggle for me to do the wrong thing.
Senator Lamar Alexander also warned Trump last week that he may face a GOP rebellion if he follows through with that declaration.
God, if I'm a GOP legislator, I've already done time in this fucking Senate. I'm out of there. I'm quitting.
Well,
fuck this.
Jeff Flake, Corker.
Yes.
That's exactly what those two guys
Get
said.
Get me the fuck out of here. I want to sit on the board of some fucking horrible company right now.
And make a gazillion dollars. Yep. Well, here you go. Here's a little bit of, here, this is the
yes,
Fox News, voter panel of Trump voters.
Oh my God.
Gary, our farmer friend, I see you shaking your head. What are you thinking about, Gary?
Many environmentalists, and OAC being one of them, do not realize that America is
OAC, not AOC.
OAC.
OAC.
Many environmentalists, and OAC being one of them, do not realize that America is covered in grass. And 75% of a cow or a beef animal's...
Beef animal? 75% or a cow?
Is it true?
He feels the need to clarify. Or a beef animal.
Well, no beef animal.
No, it's not.
I am looking out the window, and not to give any geo clues where we are, but that's a lot of grass out there. It's not all grass, but if I had to make an estimate, I would say 75% of the surface area I'm looking at through this window covered in grass.
Of a cow or a beef animal's body weight is made up of grass, which we cannot eat. So we would be eliminating a livelihood of a huge portion of America, or United States anyway, in their production of beef.
What does that have to do with?
I think I know what he's speaking about. I'm sure in that Green New Deal, they talk about water being wasted on, you know, grass in growing shit that we don't fucking eat. You know what I mean? So that is probably, it's probably shit in the New Deal. Like, we don't need to have all this fucking grass. And this guy says, wait a second. Cows are made of grass. If we get rid of the grass, I won't be able to be I can't have a hamburger.
Do we need to explain the digestive process to this this gentleman?
And you know what? No, because I don't understand the digestive process of a cow. I don't give a fuck. I'm sure it's complicated, and I'm sure the cow is not made up of grass.
You do know that, like, I mean,
they're ruminants. They got four fucking stomachs. These cows. They sit around all day chewing their cud,
right,
digesting. When they feel like it, they squirt milk out of their udders.
But they
bam,
don't, but
I'm
they
a
don't,
cow.
They don't become grass.
Bullshit. I got to go mow my cow.
That's not how it works.
God, science is so weird with these right-wing nut jobs. Imagine looking at a cow and saying, that's mostly grass.
We can't eat that fucker.
Wait, if it's mostly grass, why call it a cow? Why don't I call it grass, dickhead? Yeah. Why?
This will fall on deaf ears, but a new study conducted in Denmark on, I think they have an adequate sample, 657,461 Danish children.
Holy shit.
Born between 1999 and 2010, they found that the vaccine for measles, mumps, and rubella has no effect on the increase of autism or triggering of any kind of autism in susceptible children. Okay. 0.0 correlation.
So you're saying they studied nearly 700,000 people, right, in that neighborhood?
Yes.
Now, I'm putting this in terms of maybe people over here can understand.
Best of luck.
700,000. That's like 14 sold out Chicago Cubs games at Wrigley Field. That's a lot of people.
You should probably
to
go for Roll Tide games to help with that kind of math.
What is this anti-vax?
That's like saying that's like 217 Metropolitan Operas.
Do you think in I what the fuck? We're talking about measles.
Well, yeah.
We have a vaccine for measles.
Yes. And they've studied 657,000 plus Danish children, found zero evidence of any correlation.
What about penicillin? Is that helping
the MMR vaccine?
Is penicillin helping any of those kids? Why can't you just take penicillin to get rid of the measles and not get autism? That's what they think.
That's what that one guy said.
Yeah. It's dumb as shit.
And take antibiotics. We have antibiotics.
God, dude.
The public health officials are blaming ongoing measles outbreaks in several U.S. states to vaccine skepticism and misinformation spread online. Part of the misinformation revolves around one fucking study from 1998 that linked autism to vaccines, but the study was later retracted after investigations found the author falsified facts.
He falsified facts.
Go on Jenny McCarthy's Twitter feed. Go on Deuce Bigelow's Twitter, or whatever the fuck his name is.
Rob Schneider's
Bringing Twitter
feed.
Bringing
us back measles.
Yeah.
And occasionally some sort of funny stand-up.
And they'll cite that study that was retracted after he lied.
Do you remember the television show John Adams is about John Adams?
Oh, it's a miniseries. It's great. Yeah. Yeah.
And I remember there's a section of John Adams where everybody gets these smallpox.
It's a good book too. Go to crabdiving.com/audible. You can listen to it.
And there's a section in the story where everybody gets smallpox.
Yes.
And it sucks. And you know
unpleasant.
Why?
Yes.
They don't have a vaccination for it at the time.
Correct.
And it sucked. Now, I don't want to go back to that time because it sucks. It sucks. Smallpox. Right. Sucks. We're living in a time where there are things that have traditionally really suck, that honestly suck, that people don't understand that they suck. Nazis suck. Measles suck. Smallpox sucks.
Yeah.
That sucks. Jesus Christ, guys. Rape sucks.
Yeah, Nazis are bad.
Yeah, what are we
Racism
doing?
Racism is bad. There's a few things that we need to be reinforced that we really shouldn't need to be reinforcing.
And you know Jim Jordan, when he tweeted that out about Tom Steyer, he was being anti-Semitic. You know where his mind was. Get the fuck out of here, please.
God, do I want to go for the layup laugh?
Yes. Oh, God. What? Of course.
Okay, we'll go for the layup laugh here. This is a story, a little bit of Trump's America.
Yay! Suck my dick.
There Ooh. Is a candidate running for office in the sovereign state of Wisconsin.
Jade Helm 15!
It says a Wisconsin political candidate who has been involved with numerous restraining orders and accusations of harassment.
Ooh.
Harassment.
Anglophile.
I didn't even do that one on purpose.
You have been identified as an Anglophile. I will need you to wear this letter upon your shirt.
I really want to order BritBox.
Yeah. I mean, they're going to get, one day they will come after Anglophiles because it's not the norm and you'll be put in a re-education camp. You got to be careful with that.
Accusations of harassment now claims, this is the political candidate.
Yes.
She is claiming that racist and annoying text messages attributed to her.
Yes.
Were actually sent by someone that we found out does not really exist. So an imaginary friend.
Could you imagine? I had an imaginary friend for a bit growing up. I don't remember the guy's name. I used to walk around with a bucket on my head. Imagine all
of a
sudden.
DJ now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Making millions.
No, I'm cool. God, imagine finding out your imaginary friend's a racist. That's rough. My imaginary friend was not racist. It never came up.
There you go.
He's not, you know.
Did you ever ask him? Never dropped the N-word casually? You guys were hanging?
I don't recall that. Senator?
She's running for alderman in Yay. Racine, Wisconsin.
Lucky.
A lovely town.
Right. And Miss,
near the border of Illinois.
The Butterfest there? No. Cheese Fest, you played at?
There, I played the Packwaukee Butterfest in a country band.
Did you ever play? I need the name of a city in Wisconsin. Did you ever play the Janesville Half
Oswego?
And Half Fest?
The Janesville
Half and Half Fest. Just thinking of dairy products.
Christina Seaman. is running for alderman.
Wait, is she, do we vote for, is she good? Is she
No, she's, we don't like her.
Bad semen? Okay.
She's, I mean, what if one of her relatives becomes like a football player? And they're announcing, you know,
if you're
Siemens
parent,
running up the middle, Siemens all over him, Siemens charging up.
I'm going to say this. Yeah. If I grow up with the last name, Seaman, I shoulder that. I get through it. I deal with it. I have a child changing the name. I am doing that for you. I'm taking the semen off you.
She's facing off against Natalia Taft, who's an assistant biology professor. And I mean, a city employee.
If you're debating Seaman, don't you have a problem saying, what's her name? Miss Seaman? Mrs. Seaman?
yes. Christina Seaman. S-E-A-M-A-N.
Who cares how it's spelled? It doesn't.
So on February 2nd, someone calling themselves Brianna sent a mass text out to voters asking them to vote Seaman.
Of course. I mean,
one of the text recipients named Beth.
Yes.
Decided to text back to engage this texter.
Right.
who then claimed to be a friend of Siemens.
Okay.
Who was reaching out to voters, but without her friend Seaman knowing.
Right.
Brianna.
Okay.
Brianna loves Seaman.
Okay. Seaman. Brianna loves Seaman, but Seaman didn't know about this.
According to Brianna's texts with this person. So somebody gets a random text.
Seaman
says,
has no knowledge.
Hey, you need to vote for Christina Seaman.
Right.
She's awesome. Seaman. And then this person texted back instead of saying spam, delete. This person texted back, started a convo, and found out that she's allegedly a friend of Seaman's.
Yes.
But she's doing it without Seaman's knowledge. Right.
Seaman, you have to let Seaman know. Seaman always can't be in the dark.
When she asked how she got her number, Brianna said that she split the costs of a voter registration database between her and Seaman's opponent, Taft. So they shared the database, allegedly. Okay. Then she texted a picture of Taft,
okay,
saying Taft has a lot of corrupt politicians backing her,
right,
and started shit talking about Taft. This is Brianna still.
So friend of Seaman shit talking,
right,
Taft on behalf of Seaman.
So it turns out that Beth,
right,
who's now having a chat with Brianna about Seaman,
yes,
is a friend of the other candidate of Taft, who's now being shat upon,
okay,
by this person.
So the friend of
she
Seaman
knew,
is shatting upon
she
Seaman's
knew that
opponent.
That Brianna was lying about all this shit.
Okay.
So she filed a complaint against the campaign for allowing this Brianna person to contact voters on Seaman's behalf.
Right.
But when they did investigations and they did a phone lookup,
right,
the number that the texts came back from the phone is Christina Seaman's. So there, and nobody knows of any existence of any Brianna. So Seaman herself was sending these fake texts.
Seaman concocted this Brianna.
Yes.
Seaman lied.
Yeah. In an interview 2 days before the primary, Seaman claimed that she was not the person who texted, saying she was at home with someone named Brianna when some of these texts were sent.
Wow.
She said she's friends with Brianna, but then in a separate comment talking to a different reporter, she said Brianna is my friend's daughter.
Okay. Okay, so Seaman was
when
talking.
Asked to give Brianna's last name to the,
right,
the Journal Times, she said no, but she did provide a personal cell phone number for Brianna.
Oh, okay. Seaman gave her imaginary friend's cell number,
yes,
to this person.
Yes. So, but now it also, we've also found out that the same Brianna,
yes,
has been up to shenanigans with her, was sending racist texts to her neighbor,
which is Seaman,
who lives behind the black neighbor that she's sending horrible texts to and claiming to be somebody named Brianna.
Wow, Seaman
this person is running.
Seaman is an
alderman,
asshole, don't you think? Seaman has character issues.
So the same phone number that sent the creepy text messages to all these voters,
yes,
also sent a few messages to Mr. Angelo Selman.
Right.
Calling themselves Brianna. But this time Brianna said, hi, new neighbors.
Yes.
I can hear your music inside my home. Please be respectful of all your neighbors. If I continue to hear it, I will call the police and block captains.
Block captains.
It's so white.
Seaman.
It's so white.
Was it Saltman?
Selman.
Seaman
and Selman.
Seaman sought Selman over this loud music.
Yes.
And said she was going to call the block captains.
And the popo.
Guys.
Selman, who's black, asked, who is this? The person responded, this is Brianna, your neighbor to the north. guess who the northern neighbor is?
Semen.
And I'm reading from the root.
Semen.
It rhymes with semen, spelled S-E-M-E-N.
Story is nuts. Ha ha. Well, I mean.
And he also responded to the text saying, I'm not playing music.
Yes.
Secondly, I own this house, not you.
Right, semen.
He told Brianna to stay in her place.
Semen.
Yes. Well, no, but Brianna.
Okay, but semen's.
Brianna responded by saying, you are a fucking piece of shit neighbor. Says, I lived in a quiet neighborhood and don't need ghetto shit like you.
Oh, semen's racist. Racist semen.
Yes, you are ghetto. You are a N-word.
Oh.
From
semen
drugs.
Said N-word?
From drugs.
Semen.
My house is paid for, asshole.
Oh, my God. Semen is racist. Semen.
And then a knock at the door.
Yes.
And the po-po showed up at Mr. Selman's house.
Oh, my God.
She called the police on him.
Semen say sorry to Selman. That's what I say. Don't you think?
According to documents, court documents, at least three people have sought restraining orders against Semen the last 5 years.
Semen's a terrorist!
One lady claims that Semen drugged her.
Oh, my God.
Another claims that Semen harassed her on the phone for months. And a third is claiming that Semen repeatedly blamed her for getting Semen's then-boyfriend arrested.
Semen unsavory.
Semen's a piece of work.
Semen shit.
Semen sucks.
Yeah. Semen sad. Semen is a load.
And no, there's no Brianna.
There's no Brianna.
The election is April 2nd. So if you're in Racine, Wisconsin, don't vote Semen. Is what I would say.
Racine is not a tiny area, right?
It's a healthy town, yeah.
Healthy town.
But it's for aldermen, so it's like a essentially like city council, you know, something like that.
You know what's weird about this whole thing? Why did Semen want to run?
She's out of her fucking mind.
I
don't know.
It seems like Semen was preoccupied with a lot of bullshit, and Semen could have been focusing on like issues and what she wanted to do as alderman rather than, I don't know why she's going after her neighbors.
Did I mention they're black?
Listen.
They're new and they're black.
Semen racist. But to people like Semen, if you're like Semen and you're listening to the Crab Diving Podcast on Stitcher, on Spotify, on iTunes, on Semen, please, if your neighbors are playing the music loud, maybe go over to their house and say, hey, could you turn that down? Do not call the fucking cops. There is no reason. Right. What a Semen. Don't call the cops on people playing their music loud. You're an asshole if you
bitch
do that.
Ass redneck white bread chicken shit motherfucker.
Exactly.
Right.
We don't have much time here on the big show, everybody.
Yay.
This happy new week that we've launched here.
It's Monday, baby.
But we do this every goddamn weekday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the Eastern Type Coast.
Oh, shit.
When animals get pissed.
Shark.
I saved this for the last
shark
story.
Shark. I know. I'm guessing.
Last September, in one of his last public awareness videos recorded before his death, former UN Secretary General Kofi Annan called something the biggest public health crisis you likely never heard of.
What the fuck is this shit?
Shortly before his death, Kofi Annan said that about...
I have had it with these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane!
Wait.
What? Snake bites are the biggest public health crisis you have likely never heard of.
Why
the venom from these reptiles kills up to 138,000 people every year.
Yes!
And leaves another 400,000 people, largely from poor countries, with permanent physical or mental disabilities.
This guy, we did a story about snakes. This guy caught a snake in someone's house, a venomous one, and then let it out into the wild because fuck it. He didn't That's wrong.
The World Health Organization has now...
Oh, fuck this.
Well, is now spearheading a new strategy
get rid of
to try
snakes.
To cut in half the amount of people killed by snakes by 2030. Snake deaths from snakes have, quote, failed to attract requisite public health policy inclusion.
Thank you.
This is largely due to demographics of the affected populations.
Poor people.
Right.
Nobody gives a
exactly.
Fuck. No, wait. Where are these snake attacks happening? It's all over the fucking place, apparently. Are they where?
They plan to publish a roadmap of specific plans to combat the issue.
I'm going to need that.
They call it snake bite envenoming. A disease that results when a snake injects poisonous venom following a bite.
Okay. Where are people getting attacked?
By comparison, the deadliest land mammal, hippopotamuses, kill an estimated 500 people.
Yes.
Shark bites attract far more attention, but last year claimed only 5 deaths worldwide.
Really? Yeah, but that's a lot more people got eaten and chewed and all kinds of bullshit, so whatever.
Snake bites 138,000 people a year.
130,000 people in this country get shot to death.
Bites, yes.
That's a lot.
Yes.
So why in Australia, when they catch one of these brown snakes, they let it out in the nature to bite more people?
Snake bites are far likelier in poor countries. Australia, for example, is home to some of the most poisonous snakes on earth, yet suffers few fatalities due to good preventive measures and access to treatment, including flying doctor services that have wide stocks of anti-venom.
Yeah.
In the U.S., meanwhile, snake bites are largely symptom of an absence of common sense by young men.
Where?
There's a joke in emergency rooms that the last thing someone says before they get bit by a snake is, hold my beer.
Oh, I was going to say, it's not poisonous. Hold
Here
my
in
beer.
America.
God, do not fuck with snakes. A lot of people do. It's crazy.
So there you go. The former U.N. Secretary General said on his deathbed.
Snakes.
That it's the... the biggest public health crisis we probably heard of.
What are we going to do about it, though?
Well, I don't know. We got to get going here.
Fuck.
Really quickly. I saved that one for last. I figured the whole show would be about snakes. Thanks for joining us, everybody.
I didn't know it was an epidemic. Like
we're back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Ryan's doing some comedy. Find out where and when. Rated R Comedy on the Twitter or the Instagram or ratedrcomedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great evening, you all. We will be back to do this bullshit again tomorrow.
It's Snake War!
Yes, sir, Jesus! No, I'm in a world of victory. War! War! War!
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.